Dear Aurovilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday 29th of January and here is cloudy on 21 degrees Celsius and the weather forecast for today is occasional morning rain and drizzle followed by shower in spots this afternoon and over the night mostly cloudy with the shower in spots late. Temperatures between low of 21 to high of 28 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 74%. Following is the phone interview with Manohar from Realizations, who comments on drilling the well at Water Maintenance Service. Hi, good morning, Manohar.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine this morning because the works have finished, so I'm happy.
You have nothing to say or nothing to comment for last week?
No, I have to say that I'm happy because this morning, 7 o'clock, they removed the track with the excavator.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the works are finished. Last night was silent night.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to comment on the previous days because it's been a nightmare for me and for other people around. So that's
That drilling was hurt pretty far.
But
you were objecting against this drilling. Why?
Well, there are several points to consider.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, about technical side, if it was the right thing to do. Because I've read some opinions from people who know that this is useless, or at least even damage for the water underneath to go so deep and without any insurance that water can be found. So there are some technical aspects which have not been taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is, a legal aspect where some works like this in our community have to be allowed and given permission by L'Avenir, which didn't happen because after the first night I went in the morning to L'Avenir, nobody knew about that.
So you think the drilling was...
The drilling was not authorized by L'Avenir, this
mm-hmm.
is for sure. So, this being done by the executives of Water Service, one of which is also member of the board of L'Avenir,
mm-hmm.
it is really contempt of this institution, because this institution, L'Avenir, is there to plan about our will, so anything that happens, any house that has to mm-hmm. be built, any public thing must be authorized by L'Avenir,
mm-hmm.
which didn't happen in this case. And there is also a conflict of interest between this executive, who is the executive of Water Service, and also a member of the board of L'Avenir.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one who should control, which is the controlled person at the same time.
Oh. It's not a really nice perspective. But the fact is that we need water. We need more water, especially for the project that are coming up, yeah?
Yeah, we need more water, that's sure. But as we are getting to a salinization of water,
mm-hmm.
the deeper we go, and from your interview to Luca, and that day they were already at 80 meters.
Yes.
When you consider that Auroville is 100 and something meters above sea level, means that in the meantime they must have got under sea level, which
mm-hmm.
means with a perforation like that you create some direct connection between the salt water down and the apparent river or whatever they hope to find there.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the technical sides of which I'm not aware at all, but should have been taken into consideration before starting such a drilling.
Yeah, you got the point.
Then we come to the human side of it, that you cannot start drilling like that goes on for 10 days and 3 nights without telling at least to the people around and without considering that the people around, I am the closest one because I live at, but my bedroom
just
is
opposite of
20-30 meters from the drilling place.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that for 3 nights I've been not been able to sleep at all, and mm-hmm. like me, all people from 5 or 6 communities around, but considering that I am the closest, but other people are also in the range of 50 meters and so on, other people have complained, and some words of, let's say, not even excuses, but explanation have come two days and two nights after the starting. Mm-hmm. While, I mean, at least people around should have been advised.
Notified in advance, yeah.
That such work was going on. Okay. And I'm pretty sure that these works could have been going on for during days, hours, that is from 7 o'clock in the morning to even 10 o'clock at night, but be suspended for at least 6, 7, 8 hours at night, where people have also the right to have a rest, because we are working here and mm-hmm. We cannot go to work next day without it being having a proper rest. I mean, it's also a matter of health. Yeah. So, I mean, from whichever points of view, okay, I am directly involved because I am closest, but somebody is anytime. But there are some objective points that really have to be considered and mm-hmm. which have not been considered, and there has been no consideration for fellow Aurovillians. After all, we consider ourselves family, all these nice words, you know, that we are unity and this and that, but then when there is some practical aspect, people who have certain power, they take decision and they have no consideration of the inconvenience of people who are their brothers.
You are touching now the other point, which is also a sore point of Auroville, yeah? In the present, unfortunately. But yeah. I think we're not going to solve it by talking. There's other levels, resident assembly and so forth.
Well,
and
actually, I have written, immediately I went to L'Avenir mm-hmm. the next morning, mm-hmm. where I was told that nobody knew about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. They were unaware of what was going on. They had not given any permission. Mm-hmm. Then I don't know if permission is needed, if usual 2 weeks feedback is needed in this case. But the fact is that L'Avenir was not aware, so there were not being presented plans for this, which is something that works for the community. This is not private works.
Yeah, that's true.
And it is at the cost of the community.
Mm-hmm. And the cost of future
projects. Each new house now, I don't think people know, but I know because I was I got to pay this tax months after I had bought or given my contribution, however I want to say, for this house where I'm living in.
Any realization?
And they asked for each house connection, 40,000 rupees for just water connection, mm-hmm. which goes against these costs of this drilling.
Drilling, yeah. Okay.
And so this is a public works which should have been authorized by L'Avenir at least, because that's why we have this institution in Auroville. And okay. Any little hut and any little thing that is built must be controlled by L'Avenir and authorized by L'Avenir. In this case, it didn't happen. So on the practical point of view, I have written emails to L'Avenir and to the council, because the council is involved in these things, being mm-hmm. a sort of debate between Aurovillians. I am Aurovillian and Water Service is Aurovillian. I have something to complain about this type of work. So I expect to have some reply from L'Avenir and from the council. From L'Avenir, I have not so many hopes because, as I said, the same person sits on both chairs. So
that's a conflict of interest.
I will never get a reply. Or I will see, maybe I get a reply. I'm always optimistic.
Okay.
But the council has to look into it, and I hope that something can be done.
For sure.
This is a situation that is repeating over and over again in Auroville, where things, we are always in front of fait accompli. I mean, something is done, and then the community is asked to, well, it's not even asked, but then the community wants to have its own word on it, and not always this can happen.
Okay, Manohar, I think with talking, we're not going to solve it nothing, but we can still hope that that is like working mistake, and the next time, whoever, you know, the water maintenance service will announce in not only L'Avenir but also the community or the nearby residents about the work in progress, and we hope for the best. Yeah, but
yeah,
the fact is also that we need more water.
I'm still under the effect of this, because this thing has really shocked me, because mm-hmm. apart from the not sleeping for 3 nights, which is, I mean, it's difficult to carry on, but also for the way, I mean, this contempt of any right, any humanity between people, this is really has shocked me, and the fact also to have to go on and start some sort of action to prevent this type of thing, and to look clearly into what's been happening and why it has happened this way, because it's also in our rights as residents to see transparency in what happens. And this, even if we are talking about, we are dealing with water, and I hope this should be transparent as clean water, which is not in this case. It's very muddy.
Let's hope for the best, yeah. Manohar, thank you for today.
Thank you.
And have a nice sleep tonight, yeah? Enjoy the sleeping tonight.
Yes. It's there is silence around me, and there has been silence last night, because they stopped last night, I think, about 11. And mm-hmm. this morning I was waken up at 7 o'clock by the noise of the trucks, the truck being moved away. So mm-hmm. that's in the past now.
Okay.
Still is a very negative experience for me.
Okay, thank you, Manohar.
Okay, thanks so much.
I wish you a peaceful weekend.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Wish you a good day.
Yeah,
bye.
And after the concert on Monday of Jugal Bandi, North and South Indian Music Together, our volunteer Alicia made a short interview with Joel.
Okay, so Joel, what brings you to Oroville? Is this your first time to Oroville?
This is my first time in Oroville. I'm here mainly because I met some friends who live close by me and some other friends, and I travel to Delhi each year to study the Indian slide guitar, and these friends live in Oroville during the winter, so they said come and see Oroville for some time. So here I am.
What inspired you to learn the Indian slide guitar?
Well, actually, I started studying Indian music maybe in 2006 at the University of California in Santa Cruz, and I took a study trip to India in 2007, where I heard a recording, a CD of Pandit Vishwa Mohan Bhatt playing the Indian slide guitar, or the Mohan Veena, and I knew when I heard that recording that I needed to search that out, and that was my path from there on.
In tonight's performance, you're doing a jugal bandi between the Indian slide guitar and the flute.
Yes.
The Indian bamboo flute, which is the comparison of the Hindustani style of music and the Carnatic style.
Yes.
Why
exactly?
That?
Well, that's really because my friend Gordon Korstaj, who plays the Carnatic flute, he plays Carnatic music, and I play North Indian music. So we're trying to see where the two can meet and where they cross over.
In the introduction, you also say that it has some American influence. Where do you see the influence in the music?
I think the influence really comes from the fact that both Gordon and I are Americans and not Indians. So we can't help but bring an American influence to the music. And also, in particular, the slide guitar. I'm a guitarist first, and so I'm very influenced by players like Jimi Hendrix and Dwayne Allman. And so I try to translate a little bit of that to the Indian slide guitar as well.
And where did you meet Rashmi and Heather?
I met Rashmi just a couple of days ago. He's a longtime friend, though, of Gordon. And so I just met him a couple of days ago to rehearse for this concert. And Heather, maybe I met a couple weeks ago at the Oralek buffet, and loved her singing, and so we invited her to come and sing Bande Mataram with us.
It was a wonderful performance. It was lovely speaking to you, Joel.
Thank you.
Have a great time in Orville for whatever time you are here.
Thank you.
And let us go to our Life in Oroville, the schedule of events. But first, Resident Assembly Service invites all residents on Saturday at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone to an entry service interactive sessions, the next team. The agenda is as following. Welcome, existing entry service team. Presentation regards the role of the mandate of the entry service. Questions, reflection on experiences, sharing of the outgoing members. Description of skills required for entry service members, and again, questions. And participants are encouraged and invited to register their interest to serve on the new entry service during the seminar. And to register, we should not hesitate to email to Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@orville.org, or we can call them on 8870-288-502 or 948-6623-749 or 99439-911-149. And the next day, on Sunday, 1st of February, between 3 to 4 p.m., also on Unity Pavilion, we are invited again by Resident Assembly Service, but for a dive into Oroville Peace. And everybody is invited to join a space to reach out to the Divine in Action Manifesting Peace, a space to scan through my own activities in regards of peace, a space to reflect on my own actions, are they based on peace and creating peace, a space to express whatever arose out of silence, a space to share our concerns and inspirations, a space to listen to the voice of silence. How can I participate from the space of silence to manifest Oroville? How the collective can support my inner work to allow me to grow. Also on Saturday 31st at 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can spend an evening listening to the words of poets, saints and believers in the voice of Swati Srinivas singing with Ghazal and Bhajan in Hindi, harmonium Kanam Shamil Babu, on tabla Mohammed Sardar Khan, Sarangi Aslam Khan. Swati will be singing for us a composition written by Amir Khushro from 13th century, Kabir 15th century, Mirabi 16th century, Bule Shah 17th 18th century, and Srijas Arogambandi from 18th century, Mir from 18th century, Ghalib from 19th century, and Safi Arogambandi from 20th century. And on Saturday as well, but at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan International Zone, Tugay will play Ney, a Sufi wind instrument. Tugay lives in Istanbul and is a representative of AVI Turkey along with Gunnar Basar. He plays Turkish Ney and is also well known for body percussion. He has given several musical performances in Oroville in earlier years and also conducts workshop. And on Sunday, 1st of February, from 10 a.m. onwards at Sauchu Circle, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to a Sri Tyagaraja Arandana under the auspice of Tamil Heritage Center and Telugu Samskritika Kendrama, whereby we will hear Arandama and musical offering by children with Gordon. A traditional ceremonial procession will start at 9:30 a.m. from Unity Pavilion and reach Sauchu Circle. Devotees and music lovers are welcome. On 30th of January, that means tomorrow, from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. until 1st of February, Oroville is hosting a first Porter's Markets at the visitor center behind the stage. Porter's Markets are regular features in countries like Japan and UK, and they have long-standing tradition of ceramics. These markets keep the craft of handmade pottery alive and healthy. Oroville has thanks to Deborah and Ray, who started out to the task of creating stoneware pottery some 40-odd years ago, become one of the most densely populated places in the country of studio production potters in the country. However, due to the fact that they have been all and still are extremely busy, they are not the first to host Potter's Market. Potter's Markets have been happening in Delhi, Mumbai, Bhopal and Calcutta, and enthusiastic potters have been coming together from all over the country to show and sell at these events. So these weekends, they consider themselves lucky to be able to host ceramics artists from Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Mumbai, Calcutta, Kerala, Pune, Goa, Hyderabad, Vilipuram, our surrounding villages, Pondicherry and Oroville. All these potters have packed their pots and traveled all the way to be a part of this exciting event. So we are invited to pass by and have a look at the wonders that can be made out of their very humble material, clay. For those who want to get their hands dirty, there's a table offered by White Peacock Pottery Studio where you may have go on a forming a clay. And there will be a short presentation by two of the participants on their journey through clay on Sunday, 1st of February at Kala Kendra. And Kala Kendra will be hosting also on Sunday, between 10 a.m. to 12, Art Chakra, the open art platform. And that is an open platform where you can present your artwork, be it photography, drawing, painting, poetry, song, music, short films, digital presentations, just bring it on. You can contact Guarov on 978789-7947 for more details. At Multimedia Center on Monday, 2nd of February at 5:30 p.m., the organizers of What is Orville Festival, taking place in Chennai from March 2nd to 21st, would like to invite us to a short presentation about who, what, where, when and why. And this is also the opportunity to inform yourself and provide suggestions. On Monday at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited again by David and Uli to another session of Evolutionary Cafe. But on Tuesday 3rd, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Orville will present Le Dialogue en Humanité with the theme Dialogue and Human Unity, and they are starting with the premise that most of the humanity's problems are self-generated. On the basis of this notion, Dialogue en Humanité aims to gain better understanding of what human beings are, how we can grow wiser together, gain self-confidence, believe in others and the future, and achieve greater understanding and justice. This event wants to encompass maximum culture and geographical diversity and welcome variety of opinions and possible answers to the many questions we have. On Tuesday 3rd from 6:30 p.m. at Amphitheatre in Matre Mandir, we are invited to musical meditation for the full moonrise with music from the world. We would be listening recorded music from India, Tunisia, Ireland, Armenia. And at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, Wednesdays and Fridays between 5 to 6 p.m., we are invited to a silent meditation among friends. That's a silent meditation with Carsten March, who has been practicing Zen meditation since early 80s with various Zen groups in Europe, USA and New Zealand. He will give a brief instruction on Zazen, Zen sitting posture, at the beginning of each meditation session. Everyone is welcome and requested to arrive a few minutes earlier, as meditation will begin promptly at 5 p.m. And as old Zen adage says, you should sit in meditation for 20 minutes every day. Unless you are too busy, then you should sit for 1 hour. And here's also this happy announcement that Sunday walks to farms and forests are back. So this Sunday at 9 a.m. to lunchtime, we will visit Success with Rick. This wonderful settlement, one of the oldest of Orville, close to Fort Camas, and we will see the afforestation work and water conservation near the large canyon. Success is adjacent to most rampant developments in this area. A gypsy settlement, the Pondy Waste Water Treatment Plant and the old waste dump and sand mining quarry and runway extension of Pondicherry Airport. And from Orville Electric Service team comes an announcement that because of monthly maintenance work at Trichy Trumbalam substation, there will not be electricity today from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and they advise us to keep standby systems ready for use. Farmers Market and Community Festival is still going on at Youth Center every Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And here's the word from us. Despite a small core staff, the Orville Radio has covered and produced a fair amount of events to give you an idea of the busy season that Orville is hosting or initiating at this time. Cultural activities, workshops, meetings, discussions and revisioning retreats are being held or work planned. The first step in Orville Radio team revisioning study work have begun and is ongoing. The conclusion of the sound barrier construction work is coinciding well for some members who are on health rest. We are always looking for people trained in website development in order to implement our project to merge the TV and radio site into a single site. Students and journalists are also welcome to join us to improve our work. Grateful and happy to conclude this energetic first month of the new year with gratefulness for all of your support, great and small, has and is helping the Orville Radio project to continue broadcasting for listeners near and far. And let us conclude with a cinema. At the Bharat News Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen two short films by Satyajit Ray celebrating Rabindranath Tagore. That's a special screening for the general audience. And you will admire the immense culture of the Satyajit Ray, the great Bengali film director, the perfection of his screenplays, his framing and photography, musical choices and work with the children. At Visitor Center tonight at 8 p.m. you can see biography drama Wild, made in 2014 by director Jean-Marc Wall. And tomorrow they will screen comedy drama Birdman, also made in 2014 by director Alejandro Gonzalez. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, comedy drama Nordica, Within Nordica, As It Is in Heaven, directed by Kay Pollack. And on Saturday they will screen international drama music romance The Broken Circle Breakdown, made in Belgium in 2012. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Against the Wild. Adventure Family, directed by Richard Boldington, and later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m., Only Lovers Left Alive, made in USA 2013 by director Jim Jarmusch. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The ways of the divine are not like those of human mind or according to our patterns, and it is impossible to judge them or to lay down for him what he shall or shall not do. For the divine knows better than we can know. If we admit the divine at all, both true reason and bhakti seems to me be at one in demanding implicit faith and surrender." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.